So how are you guys?
Well,
I hate hipsters.
Jonas is not as well.
Not anymore, at least.
I'm not. I'm good. I'm actually. I'm real good.
Excellent.
My hatred for hipsters is in check, and at normal operating levels.
Bury your feelings,
within operating
Jonas.
Parameters. My hatred, hipster hatred, within operating parameters.
Yep.
Bury your feelings, Jonas.
So, did you guys see the feedback from last week's episode?
We got feedback?
From Ty.
Yeah, oh, never mind. What did he say?
The thing is, he posts on my Facebook wall, and he's like, what are you guys talking about? Plumbing? Is this HGTV?
Like, we can make it into a plumbing show if he really wants it to be.
I'm like, dude, I'm supposed to pick a topic for this week. Plumbing it is. There we go. Done.
That's what it was. That's what you didn't want to tell us.
I've got a crazy plumbing problem in my apartment.
Okay.
imagine, if you will, a tub that has a very slow drain. This is our upstairs bathroom.
And then crap comes out of the drain. You've told us of this one before.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I did. Well, what did you find out?
Any luck?
I assume you studied. That, yeah, I mean, it's gotten a lot better. Our maintenance dude came by, and it was weird because he had to come over like more than once a month for a little while.
Maybe
like,
he just liked you guys.
To just dump acid down there, like legit. It would turn me into two-face acid.
Sweet.
And then it, like, kind of, it stopped, it stopped really being an issue. It just kind of let off. But who knows?
I think he just liked you guys. I think that's all it was.
Yeah, that could be it. He's a cool dude. I like Bruce.
Shout out to Bruce. There you go.
Shout out to Bruce. Yeah. So, I mean, it could be a plumbing show, I guess.
Looking at the, I can't find it in my feed. The feed on the iPad doesn't show you everything.
Interesting.
In Facebook, it's annoying, but.
I've got a question.
Yeah?
My quest for a different vehicle is coming to a close.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do tell.
Not because I've concluded what car I need to buy. It's because the extension to get my current vehicle tested has almost run out. I have 5 days left. So I need to buy a different car.
Wow, that's gonna be quick. I like it.
I'm not gonna buy a good one. Get this. Here are my current running two options because I do want a manual. Here are my current two options. I've been looking at a 2005 Hyundai Elantra.
Mm-hmm,
It's high mileage, but it's not expensive. It's like $3,500. That's actually very cheap. That one's got like 115 on it so far. Okay, that which is significant, but hey. It's an Asian car, so. The other option, and this you should appreciate, it is a Mazda 626.
Ooh.
It is a 1993 Mazda 626 with 232,000 miles on it.
This isn't even a question. You get the Mazda.
Well, that's the thing. My theory is, if it hasn't broken yet,
pass the exam?
Here's the beauty thing, the beauty of it. Cars made prior to 1996 don't need to. Ah, it's awesome. So I could, in theory, get it, and I wouldn't even have to worry about that ever being a problem. It's like less than $2,000.
I think that's an easy deal to make because higher numbers are better.
Higher numbers are better in everything except for golf, pretty much.
Even in golf, I play by higher numbers. That's the way I do things.
Nice. Yeah, well, what's with that? I mean, you want fewer strokes at one moment, but then you want more skins? That doesn't make any sense.
Makes
to
no
me.
Sense.
Golf makes no sense. Yeah, I know it's. The thing is, though, like, I calculated it out with the fact that I walk to work most mornings and stuff. Like, I drive about 35 miles a week.
Wow.
So we're talking putting 2,000 mi on average, 2,000 miles on a car in a year. Maybe more with it, once you factor in like the winter. So maybe
just
like 22.
Pull the trigger.
So it's like that's my hang up about buying like a newer car, getting something like recertified or whatever. I'm not gonna buy a new one, but getting like a recertified car. That's only 3 years old and paying, you know, $15,000 for it or whatever. the thing is, I don't want to buy a car and then just have it sit mm-hmm. as much as this car is going to sit and just, I don't know. I feel like that's such a waste because it's, I mean, not because like the depreciation or whatever. It's just not something I need. And I don't want to tie up money in a car that I'm just not going to use.
Where are you buying the Mazda from?
I don't know. It's some used, like, dealer slash mechanic.
Okay.
I've considered it. I haven't, I need to actually go, like, test drive it. If I turn it on and it sounds terrible, I'm going to be like, no.
No, I think that's what it is. You just got to go test drive it. If it looks good, check the engine compartment and see how clean it is. I mean,
right.
$2,000, you'll
nothing.
Very quickly get your money out of that.
Oh, yeah. And I'd probably negotiate down from that and try and trade in my Neon and be like, hey, you want a car that can't pass the emissions test? And I don't have the title for on
wait,
hand.
How do you not have the... Wait a second.
Yeah.
Who has the title for it?
I don't know. I think it got lost while moving.
Huh.
Or you know what? I don't even know if, like, my family got one. I don't remember. Because, like, when we got it, the background to the car was so, like, the dude who had it before us never used it. He just bought it and it sat in his barn. For like 3 years. So I don't know if he gave us one even. Just because it's like he would have had it and then set it down somewhere and never have used it. Obviously, not that you use a title for anything, but not have needed to remember where it was. So, I mean, it's pretty much only good to be given to a junkyard because nobody's going to resell it.
Yeah, it works. Well, cool.
So we'll see what I end up doing with that. Cool. I'd really like to... Well, I wouldn't really like to screw out over the DMV, but we'll see how that goes.
Do it, Jonas.
Yeah. That's the progress in my life.
That's nice. Cool.
Nice. As of late.
How about you? How about for you, Phil?
Okay. Whatever. It's Thursday. Happy Epithetic Thursday. So I don't know if you have anything else to say, Bob, but you asked me this, so I'm just going to interrupt and assume you don't have anything important to say.
I really don't have anything.
So
I didn't. I talked for like 10 minutes.
Bob asked me if I wanted to choose a topic this week, and I looked at our topic mm-hmm. list, and I'm like, yeah, they all kind of stuff, but then, you know, they're all kind of interesting, they're all kind of tech-based, and then Ty is like, you know, you really shouldn't have your tagline be everything, or, you know, a little bit of everything, or whatever, because you only talk about tech, and I'm like, well, what if we want to talk about something else later? We're keeping our options open.
Right.
So I was trying to think about something that would be a little bit more off the wall and potentially get some good discussion. And I thought back to Jonas. With his first episode on, he had a list of questions. for us about video games. Okay. And so I mixed a little bit of that with a little bit of what Ty said, with a little bit of some of the books and movies I've been watching, with a little bit of stuff that happened in the past, with a little bit of Google searching, and I came up with 54 questions of varying degrees of seriousness, and I don't expect us to necessarily get through them all.
Just questions? They're all random questions?
No, they're not random. They're all somewhat tied to what I'm, in my notes, have called the Desert Island Podcast.
Yes!
And I haven't decided how many of these I really will... I've thought about a couple of these, but I haven't given much of these much thought, so I don't know if I'm going to... how I'll answer them all, or if I'll answer them all either. You're welcome to pass on any of them, but
this is going
to
be so
if you want to get started.
Let's get into it right now.
So, and this is either going to be extremely awesome or the worst idea I've ever had.
Whatever.
So
it works both ways.
Scenario is you're suddenly trapped on a mythical desert island. We'll get more into how you got there later, probably. But assume most of these questions you follow up with a why and other discussion as needed. Question one. Assuming you still have your phone or iPod in your pocket, what is the first song you would listen to?
Oh, man.
Kokomo.
That's a good one.
Or Island in the Sun by Weezer. Just because I'd sit there and want to drink in the irony.
Well, I'm assuming in this case that since we're on a mythical desert island, we probably don't have cell service.
Not currently.
Okay, so
you could have saved it to your phone.
Oh, but this is how I'm going about it. So I won't have access to iTunes Match. So I won't have my full collection with me. And currently, I only have, I think, 3 albums on my phone. So in that case, I'm down to Fun and the soundtrack to Uncharted Drake's Fortune. And I think
that,
one
that
other.
That would kind
of
work.
I think I probably have to go with the Nate's theme from Drake's Fortune right now. Because since I don't have access to iTunes Match, I can't be streaming anything else from my collection. And the situation might be fun, but so maybe some nights, not the intro one, but the second one, because that one's a little bit more upbeat. So if I was gonna be listening to Fun, it'd be the funner version of Some Nights. But I probably have to go with Nate's theme because that's far more epic. And since we're on a mythical desert island, I think it would be far more epic than it would be fun at the time. So that's my answer.
Wait. Just now I looked over what I actually do have on my iPhone, and out of everything I have, as much as I probably end up, you know, it's like, I don't have a whole lot on here, but I probably either end up listening to Jonathan Colton or something from the Donkey Kong series, because that seems to be
that works.
Fitting.
Oh yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And that's what I would have with me. So,
I should say either that or the Inako's Almanac.
Oh yeah, I might have an episode of that too.
I've got episode 26 on there right now, but that's the only podcast I'd have, so I'd have to try and lengthen that out a little bit.
You could listen to it over and over again.
Oh man. Andy, you're my only link to civilization.
We'll get to that later too, maybe. okay, so what handheld game on your phone would you play, or do you have a game on your phone or your iPod that you would play?
It has to be phone or iPod. I wouldn't have my Game Boy Micro with me.
That's the next question.
Okay, hold on. All right, fine. We'll stick with phone or iPod. Plants vs. Zombies, because we don't know what in the world's on the island. And chances are we'd probably be fighting zombies, since that's the monster of the year, I guess. And there might be. That's a desert island, so there aren't a lot of plants. So, Angry Birds?
No.
Fine.
Wait, could we stop at just plain Angry Birds, or do we have to buy the fruit snacks and the throw pillows and the board game? And the oh my goodness.
Well, I think that's actually, those are the supplies we have with us, are just Angry Birds merchandise.
I'll drown myself.
So Jonas is automatically off the island.
Swords and Sorcery, which I haven't actually played yet, I hear just fantastic things about it. I haven't gotten around to playing it, though. I'd probably give that a shot.
In all seriousness, probably Chrono Trigger or Sword of Mana, if I'm going to have something on my phone. One of those two.
See, I don't have any of those longer games.
Yeah, you can get them for your phone.
They're expensive. Okay.
In the realm of the app universe, yes. But in how much you actually paid for them back in the 1990s, no.
They'd be well worth a desert island trip.
Say, who cares about money? We're on a desert island, Phil.
Only $17. Buy them all up now.
Next question.
Assume you had a handheld game console in a different pocket. What console would you take with you? Or what console would it be that you would happen to have?
Game Gear.
And Jonas can play for all of 1 hour on his one set of batteries he has.
I can
and
light
then you're
up
done.
The island for all of 1 hour. You know how bright those things were? It was friggin' awesome. 6 batteries.
Oh, man. You could power the whole island with that thing.
No, I don't think I'd take... I'd probably take a regular Game Boy and play Pokemon.
Also, what size was your pocket? With a Game
Gear. Cargo pants.
Okay, all right,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
you
can
fine.
Assume a Scott E. vest if you need to.
I would so have either a Game Boy Micro or a DSi. Those would be one of the two. I think the Micro, because it's tiny.
I'd probably end up with a DS or DSi. Not that I have one now, but I'd, you know, if I was knew I was going to be at Desert Island, I'd pack
stop
one,
over, pick one out, maybe. One. Steal one, since you're going to be on Desert Island anyway. No one's going to be able to do anything.
Punch out the kid on the plane. Like, I need that. We're crashing.
Wait, I take my other option back. I want a nano pet.
Tamagotchi, bring it on.
Thing will last forever.
Exactly. Start talking to it. Gets to age 160 because you've got nothing to do but take care of it.
That'd be the most well-fed, well-rested nano pet
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, I'm going with nano pet. That's way better.
Oh, man.
Last 6 years.
Phil, this might be your best idea ever.
I hope so.
Let's keep this rolling. These
okay.
are good questions.
What movie would you wish you had on your phone?
I only have one movie on my phone.
But
that's
if,
Avatar.
If you didn't,
it's terrible.
If you didn't have a movie on your phone, and you wish you did, which one would you wish you had?
Seasons 1 through 7 of Man vs. Wild, so that I would know how to live.
I was gonna go with Dune, but
Doom or Dune.
Dune. D U N E.
Okay, so not Doom starring Dwayne
no,
the Rock
not that,
Johnson.
No. Oh man, no.
Okay.
But actually, in a close second, you want to probably go with Star Trek 2, because you could try and dissect their living conditions on Seti Alpha. Oh shoot, this is Seti Alpha.
Castaway. Sorry.
These are good. No. Wow. What else? Waterworld. Oh wait, no, that'd be torture.
Yeah.
In
I
more
I
than
don't
one
make
way.
Jokes.
I have Scott
you,
Pilgrim on my phone, so that's probably just
that,
good enough.
I definitely thought of that one.
We'll spend a lot of time with you, Phil, on the island, if you're going to have Scott Pilgrim with you.
Yes. Okay, question 6. If you had Avatar on your phone, would you watch it?
No.
That's not actually the question.
That's actually the question I wrote down.
Okay. So no, I wouldn't.
I deleted
start,
it. So
I'd start get mad at it. And throw my phone into the briny depths.
I'd probably delete it and take more pictures of our new home.
Cool.
And then hopefully get a signal sometime so I could send them on, put them on Twitter.
What book would you take along or wish to have along for entertainment purposes?
Oh, thank you for the qualification there.
Yes.
Entertainment purposes.
Can they be compilations?
Yes.
Sure.
Could I take Shakespeare's complete works?
Sure.
I'm not even joking about that. I think I would honestly take Shakespeare's complete works.
It's not bad. That's a good idea.
Or like a book, like a learn a different language book, so that I would have nothing to do but learn a different language.
That would be useful. Maybe.
You get really good at it.
How would that be useful? He could talk to himself, and we would all be like, what the heck?
And what if somebody else gets shipwrecked?
That's true. I guess that's a good point. We could hope that you're learning the correct language at that point.
Yeah.
Let's see. Books. Oh, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That was what I was going to say.
Okay, that's a good one. Dune? Does that work?
The whole, like,
everything.
Huge series?
Just
even after
everything.
Song I'd listen to would be the Dune soundtrack. Take Dune the movie. Dune the book.
I sense a theme.
I'm thinking desert. So
yeah, desert. Well, it's a desert island. I mean,
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could have any movie star for company on the island, who would you choose?
Bear Grylls.
It's a movie star. Even
a movie star. Well... Oh, I don't know if I know any survivalist movie stars.
Let's see. What you have to do is you got to think of someone who's made it despite the odds. So he's beat the odds. So a terrible actor who is still successful. That's really where you want to be looking at. Because they have survival. Bill Shatner would be a good example.
He's too old.
He's too old. He would be. But he is also large. So he would be useful later on. Use him as shade, perhaps.
Shade?
Someone you'd want to bring along.
I think I might take Dwayne Johnson.
That's a good idea, actually. That's not bad.
He is hilarious. He is... It's like he's the first person popping into my head. He is an absolutely hysterical person. And he's obviously completely jacked, so I just have him build everything. Hey, Dwayne, could you get that canoe hollowed out? Thanks. And I believe he's Samoan, so, or partially Samoan. So, you know, he's already got that island thing going.
So he's already good, yeah. He's useful.
I think he is. I should look that up before I go.
If you could have any dead person on the island for company, who would you choose?
Any dead... So is it their corpse?
No, it would like, they could come back to life.
Lawrence of Arabia. No, this is hard. I don't know. I don't know many dead people.
Yeah, I don't know if I know many dead people either.
Yeah, that's I don't know of any dead people.
I was gonna say Steve Jobs, but that'd be terrible. He'd just yell at me all the time.
Yeah. He
complained about the lack of kerning in the soil.
Yeah, you'd build a nice like shelter or something like that, and he's like, okay. Well, now I'll build 6 more, and I'll pick the one I want to live in.
Oh, man.
A dead... Can I possibly kill Bear Grylls before I leave?
I sense a theme running
well,
through
Jonas'
answer.
Who would you pick to live Yeah, that's a good question. Teddy Roosevelt.
Ah, not bad.
You know, I kind of feel like I'd just find someone from the, like, maybe even an Indian or somebody for like
yeah,
really good at hunting and scavenging and would know the plants.
How big is this island? I guess that's the question. And what's the layout, the topography of the place?
Yeah, is this like the one, is this like a Gary Larson single palm tree, like, improbable six square foot?
I imagined it being a decent size. Maybe you could walk around it in a day, give or take. But I give more parameters. The parameters are really up to you at this point. I'll give some parameters later.
So this is like a Robinson Crusoe.
It could be if you want.
So we could make a living. We could live here for a while.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Yes.
Okay.
I still think I'm going to take Teddy Roosevelt.
Is there a smoke monster on this island?
No.
Okay.
Unless he's the undead or the dead person or the movie star you want with you.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to leave that person at home. Leave that corpse in the ground.
Okay. Question 11. Pretend you didn't choose J.J. Abrams. Why not? Not that he's dead.
He's famous. The lens flare. That's the thing.
Too much lens flare.
Too much lens flare, and I probably would not have any...
That's Michael Bay.
No. Lens flare is Abrams. From Star Trek 2009.
They're both in a heavy competition right now.
Nobody competes with Michael Bay for lens flares. I couldn't see half of Transformers 2.
That was just the idea.
The sun.
He didn't want you to see half of it.
It was literally just the sun.
And sunshine.
Yeah, and then you heard, like, mechanical noises. I don't even know what it was.
Well, it was like, I wouldn't associate J.J. Abrams with it, but Star Trek is totally.
Yeah, but that's all in space, and there needs to be stuff like that, because there are the suns and...
Oh, it does, not on the bridge.
Not on the bridge.
There doesn't have
Enterprise.
To be. I think they had sun flare lights, like, positioned in the top that, okay, now we'll light a sun flare in this room.
Alternate universe.
Oh,
where everybody loves sun.
Why not J.J. Abrams? You know, it's because you never know when he's just going to change all the rules. I think that's what it is.
True.
You know, you'd set up a house and you'd find out the house was made out of sand. Or you'd go hunting and you'd find that you actually weren't hunting like an animal.
The animal was hunting you.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, you'd get there and you'd find out, oh, this animal can talk. Or, you know, you'd figure out
you're in the middle
originally...
of the most dangerous game. And a person is hunting you.
Or, you know, you thought you were on an island and you find out you're actually in the middle of Manhattan. You know, those are the sorts of things Abram would try to pull.
Yeah, but tastefully, I mean...
Yeah, I was exaggerating.
Yeah, once you get to the island suddenly in Manhattan, then you're wading into M. Night Shyamalan's territory.
We don't know. Maybe that's the next question.
No, actually, the next question is, would you try to walk around the island? So now we're assuming it's big enough that you can't see across it, but there's maybe a woods or a jungle or something there.
Of course. You gotta know it's an island. Might be a peninsula.
Or a fjord. Do I have feet?
I have feet. No, you just hover.
Good. See, then definitely.
You're in a Yoda chair.
Yes.
It's acceptable. I like that idea. I will go with Jonas. Yes, I will try and traverse the entire perimeter of the island that we are currently occupying.
I would. How long do you know, with the limited parameters we have already set up, how long do you assume that you could survive, provided the island contained the resources necessary for your survival?
Oof.
Well, there's like a danger curve between, like, you know, if you could make it through the first three days, then the chances of you making it a month go way up. And if you can make it through the first month, your chances of making it through a year go way up. If you can make it through a year, then you can just keep going. Because once you go through one round of seasons, no surprises.
That is...
So are we together here, or are we all separate?
I'd assume separate, but if you can talk together as well.
I'll do two of them. If we're together, I'd say we could last quite some time. If we're separate, it's going to be hard, because we're going to create warring factions on the island, and conscript the natives into our own.
I don't know if there's natives. Wait, so we're now infighting? Like, we've gone Lord of the Flies against each other?
Exactly, because we're all on an island.
I have Teddy Roosevelt and Dwayne Johnson. This competition's over.
I'm just saying, limited resources and the three of us, it's not going to end pretty. So I would hope we would form a truce in the beginning and work and pool our resources together to try and last as long as possible. Otherwise, I'd say we mutual destruction within a week or so.
Yeah, I'd be careful. You're the only one with glasses.
That's true.
You know how
that
ends.
You're just taking notes.
I also am the only one with farming experience.
Oh, that's true.
My parents have a garden.
I raised animals.
Oh. We'll get to that later.
Husbandry. Wait.
Okay, no, along with survival, from the time you found yourself or landed on the shore, how long before you would have a fire going?
I'd like to think an hour, but it would actually take me like 2 days.
I was going to say, I'd give myself a week maybe.
I feel the same way, Jonas. I'm like, I'd do the first thing I do, and it probably would like take forever to get to.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Bob, you have glasses.
Hey!
Done and done for you.
It's true. See, this is why we have to pool our resources. I'm valuable to some extent.
Okay, how about from the time you landed on shore, how long before you would start building a shelter?
A good one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd set up a temporary thing.
I would find shelter first, maybe. Attempt to find an area that would work for shelter.
Yeah. I mean, I'd try and do stuff to get rescued within 3 days or a week, and then after that point, then it's like, okay, now I need to build a house and, you know, all the other stuff, transfer my mail there.
Find some oxen, start plowing my fields.
Change your driver's license.
Yep.
Yeah.
To the desert
island. Update my Facebook profile.
Yeah.
If you need to reach me, I'm in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah, all it is coordinates.
Just checked into the desert island. Would you attempt to keep track of time?
Yeah.
How so?
Notches on a pole. I don't...
Yeah, probably.
Something.
Go with the wood. I was debating if I'd do it in a tree or if I'd try and do it in a stone.
Well, I'd probably carve out a calendar and, like, put a rock in it. And then just move the rock.
That's a good idea.
Every day. Because, I mean, you don't want to cut. You're going to run out of sticks if you're cutting a notch. You're like, oh, I'm at the end of this stick. It's been 30 days because I'll throw it away.
Yeah, then you got to count them all up.
Then you got to have a month stick and then a year stick. And eventually you're going to go through those. And no, that's just carve out a calendar.
See, the thing is, we have our phones.
True.
We don't have battery life for... Well, maybe. I mean, you could probably stick a USB cord into, like, a pineapple.
A potato? I was thinking a potato.
No, seriously, like a pineapple soaking in salt water, and it would probably do it. There'd probably be enough of electrolyte imbalance. Because you can do it with a potato dunked in Gatorade, I think?
Really?
Yeah, you can charge.
So all we need to do is make sure we bring along some Gatorade.
And the USB
and some
cable.
Potatoes.
Well, it works because the electrolytes, which are nothing more than salt. So you've got an ocean full of Gatorade.
That's a good point. I wonder if anyone knows about this.
Yeah, I don't know what's in the potato that causes it to work. I don't know if it's acid or something like that. I think that's right. Acid and electrolytes cause a nice...
You could potentially do it with just heat. Differences too. If you had the right cabling, and I mean, you could get water that's like in a hole on the beach that would heat up versus the cold water in the ocean would give you a current through a wire too.
You need.
I don't know if that'd be enough.
Yeah, that would be an extremely low voltage, and you'd need the right kind of. I think copper and aluminum can do it. Yeah. Not copper and aluminum. Copper and
Will we try and scavenge from the plane?
Potentially.
Were we on a plane? Were we on a boat?
Potentially.
Well, either way, we're stranded for some reason, so there has to be resources somewhere. We lashed together some turtles with...
And then crashed on an island.
Did not that, think that plan all the way
the
through.
Best thing ever. Crashing a watercraft made of turtles onto an island. Man, would my face be red.
The best part is if we were all separate at the time, three of us crashed watercraft turtles into the same
turtles.
Island.
No, one of us, they're all different species of sea turtle. And we're comparing notes after the fact about gas mileage or kelp mileage or whatever it is. Discussing, like, oh, you like the ladderbacks? Yeah, they were more spacious, but they were a bit slower. Yeah, I like the green sea turtles. They went through faster, but they kept eating plastic bags.
I like this idea. This is a good idea.
That's awesome. Okay, what is the first tool you would attempt to make, and how would you try to make it?
Knife with a rock. In the library.
Same, probably. Here we go. What skill do you have that you feel would help you survive the best?
My glasses? Wait, it's not a skill, it's an item. skill do I have? My ability to not eat for days on end and yet still have energy to get things done.
You can do that?
Yeah. I can skip meals and I'm still good.
I'm toast.
So are most people that I've met. I think I just have a built-up store. So I'd probably lose that pretty quick.
Mind.
That's it? Jonas has no skills?
I can't think of any. I'd like to think I could... I could come up with some kind of clever device for doing something, but chances are I'd just get halfway done with it and then, like, break it and then die.
Well, we'll just make sure we don't allow you to lash together any turtles.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I do. I'm like, oh, I'm so smart. Then I get, like, a mile out to sea and they'd start diving and I'd be like, oh, that's right, they swim underwater.
Yeah, I feel like this sort of thing where it's like I'd like to think I could probably build something or MacGyver something out of bits and pieces, but I have no idea what it would be until I was actually there. And then
trebuchet.
It probably wouldn't work. I could build a trebuchet and launch myself back to the mainland.
The short distance back to the mainland.
So much death. Like, you would die so hard from that. And I can just see it. Somebody sitting at mainland, wherever this is, like, or just a bigger island. They're hanging out, and then just there's like a faint yelling, and just wham, like a meteorite into the beach.
Oh, all you see is the dust, the sand just poof.
Yeah, exactly.
I like this. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. What would be the hardest thing for you to emulate or recreate?
A TV. You'd have to figure out how to make a TV, and then you'd have to figure out how to make a camera, and then you'd have to film shows starring you.
A McDonald's hamburger. I don't have the chemicals for it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That'd take a while.
Okay.
That's silly. Yeah, like a spacecraft. Or a cure for cancer. Something that nobody has anyway. That's an open-ended question. What would you make? Well, I'd make a fountain of immortality. Like,
that would be hard to recreate. If you knew you were packing for this, it's completely ridiculous, but okay, so you're packing for this, what non-electronic tool would you plan to take with you?
Hatchet.
Yeah, hatchet.
Yeah, I was thinking an axe or something, maybe. But
wait, non-electric?
Yeah.
Chainsaw.
Or non-electronic.
Non-electronic.
Electronic. I was thinking like
a
physical
boat.
Tool. Yeah, it's chainsaw.
A fishing pole.
Boats aren't electronic.
A canoe.
No, not a canoe. I'm talking like a big, old boat. Like a Titanic. That's not electric. Just sail that off.
Boat.
Show up in style, in comfort.
Hey
guys, you miss me? I packed a boat.
I packed a boat.
I assume this is reasonably sized things. I think hatchet would probably be the best option.
A dreadnought, because then I could just own the island, since I would just parole on the outside. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Like
or
a
gun.
Maybe a gun.
Gun would work.
Yeah.
So that I could shoot dangerous
smoke monsters.
I'd probably still go with a hatchet and a chainsaw.
Yeah, I still think some sort of sharp utensil, like a knife or a hatchet, would probably be most useful.
A lighter.
Samurai sword.
True. Although, if you had a hatchet, you could spark a stone,
yeah, that's
maybe.
True. A Bear Grylls knife. There you go. It's
yeah.
got the flint and the steel. It's all there. There we go.
Brilliant.
That's a good choice.
Okay, assume the island is large enough for a small jungle and a nice beach. Where would you take shelter? Like, would you spend most of your time on the beach or in the jungle?
Oh, I love skin cancer. I'd be on the beach. In the jungle! That's not even a question!
I think I'd spend probably 50-50. I'd spend a ton of time just lying on the beach, and then I'd just go and explore the jungle.
Gosh, how warm is it on this island? Because I'm really not one for the heat and the humidity.
I was thinking tropical.
It's going to be a problem for me.
There's
nothing, be a real problem
yeah, that's true.
There's nothing in this that couldn't say it's like Arctic.
Yeah, this could be an Alaskan island. Like Kodiak bears roaming everywhere. Oh, no.
Maybe it's up by like Iceland and Greenland up there. Maybe we have hot water springs.
Yeah, that could be.
Well, man,
and instead of a beach, you have a cliff.
Then probably I'd probably choose inland at that point. Yeah. The deciduous forest.
Yeah, that'd probably be better. Break up the hurricanes, stuff like that.
Yeah. On the off chance that there is no fresh water on the island, do you feel that you're capable of filtering seawater to make it safe to drink?
Don't filter seawater. You
boil it.
You'd have to boil
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you'd boil it or use a trap.
Evaporation?
An evaporation trap.
Because I was actually thinking about this when I was reading through the Hunger Games book, because they had a similar situation, and I was like, well, of course, you know, you just got to evaporate it up. But then I'm wondering if I don't have, like, plastic and cups and, like...
Palm branches.
Yeah, I'm wondering how easy it would be to pull off with twigs and branches. And
you'd have to really keep it going, like, full time, the fire and the boiling, because you'd get so little water.
Yeah.
You'd be able to capture so little water out of each whatever full of seawater you get.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, carve out some sort of bowl or something that wouldn't burn. You could boil something in and...
Well, the burning part, if you get it high enough away from the flame so that it's just the heat that's hitting it, I don't think that'd be an issue.
True.
But then you also have to get the, you'd have to get the, well, and if it's high enough that, but you'd have to get it close enough that it actually boils.
Yeah.
So you'd want to actually have coals underneath.
Well, it'll evaporate without boiling. Like, you'll get
true.
Steam.
You could just evaporate or.
Yeah.
But.
That would be the plan, though. Gosh, we should really stick together. If we start fighting against each other, it's going to be really bad really quick.
Yeah. Okay, so this is maybe another one of those ridiculous questions, but what food would you hope to find on the island?
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
I love licorice. Twizzlers. Is this,
Bob?
Like, wait, is this
probably
supposed
pizza.
To be... Yeah, is this just food that, like, for no reason happens to be there?
It's a mystical island, yes.
Okay.
It is a mythical island, that's right. So pizza, yes, like a stone, like, you know how Moses had the stone where it made water? A stone that's like a pizza oven.
Pizza stone.
Maybe, there it is. That's
yeah,
it
if
is.
I was being logical, I'd pick something else like pemmican or something really good for you. But
what's the fun in that? The pizza.
Yeah, exactly. I want
Twizzlers.
The Twizzler stone.
The Twizzler stone or the gummy bear stone.
Yes.
Gummy bears.
And this kind of is similar. What food would you miss most from the civilized world?
Well, not Twizzlers, bro. Twizzlers. No, not Twizzlers. Oh. Apparently, I have tons of them.
Steak.
Steak.
Or brats.
Brats might be hard, yeah.
It'd be hard to get a good brat on the island, because you'd have to get the natural casings.
Yeah.
And be able to grind the meat somehow.
The intestines and the... Yeah.
I just wouldn't want to do that, probably.
Okay. How long would it take you to develop a recipe book? As you scrounge around the island.
Yeah, I think you could get started on that right away. Day one, dirt.
Types of dirt
on the island. Not to be confused with sand. And it's got the sand disambiguation.
It's a wiki.
There's a whole thing on sand.
Sadly, I could see the entries being very short, because it'd be like, today I tried this herb, and that's it. That's the last one, because it killed me.
It killed me.
That isn't written in there, not like in Monty Python. Wouldn't something just write,
My recipe book would be like, Bob ate this leaf, don't try.
Probably would have to draw straws or twigs or...
You try this. Okay. Okay, on the off chance you still had cell reception at this point and your phone was still in working order, would you start a blog for desert island recipes?
Yes.
Assuming we couldn't just call
for
evac.
Yes.
Couldn't just check my GPS and tell me where I am.
Yes, it's a mythical island, remember, Jonas.
Okay. Sure, why not?
Maybe you can bring in some money so we can get more pizza stones.
Ad revenue. Okay. What would you call your blog?
Yeah. No, this is interesting. What would you call a blog?
About desert island food. This is very good.
Yeah, that's...
Sand and Surf.
That's a good one.
That is good.
I like that one.
Next question.
Okay. I was thinking something I'd try to come up with a pun or something along the
desert
island and desert stuff.
If we had your dad along, we could do it.
Yeah, or like cast iron skillet away or something. Totally tortured like that.
Okay, still assuming you had a working cell phone with data, but no calling or GPS,
interesting.
What app or service would you use to contact help?
Wait, so you have...
iMessage.
So you just have internet, basically.
You have internet.
Yes.
Well, I'd tell the exact times on my blog when the sun set. And I think people could work it out from there.
That's actually a good idea. They just have a single line to look on. Fly along this line.
Yeah.
And you'll find me.
At some time.
Yeah, and you'd say, like, I can see this constellation.
So you post that on Facebook or Twitter? Or?
I'd post it to my food blog.
Oh,
my
right. Save me.
They get a signed first edition copy of our recipe book if they save us.
Yeah.
There's the name of the blog, Until You Save Me. Like, it's just recipes. Until You Save Me.
Someone comes and grabs us.
And the thing is, nobody tries to save you because they want you to keep making recipes for them.
Hey, that tasted really good.
That was delicious.
Do another.
Call off the planes. Yeah. Call off the search planes. We want to see what's next.
Yeah, we can't save him. He'll sell out then.
Very true. Okay, if you received an email from your boss at this point asking for tech support, how would you respond?
Oh. I'm going to pass on this one.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
What do you get? You actually
I'm on an island. I'm sorry. I can't help you with this one.
Because I think it would. I think it
I'm
would,
not found.
I think it would depend on how well I was surviving. You know, whether I'm like at my wit's end and I'm like, dude, I'm on a freaking desert island. Why, like, come help me? Or would it be like, oh yeah, my blog's pulling in tons of money. Here's this is what you need to do.
Yeah, or you like answer the question very patiently and talk to him for like half an hour, and then at the end you're like, by the way, I'm on an island, trapped and dying. Please send help.
True. Keep saying that I should stop. Okay, say now that your phone has a dead battery. Would you still hold on to it?
Yeah, because you can charge it up with a pineapple and...
There you go.
Yes.
Ocean water. Boom.
Done. Next. If you could have a pet with you, what animal would it be? And maybe what's its name? If it has one.
Animal... I'd have a pet cow, and I'd name it Steaky.
I was going to go the cow route, too, but now I'm going to have to go with a pet pig and call it Pork Chop.
Nice. Say there are wild animals on the island. What type of animals would you be willing to catch, kill, and eat?
All of them when you're starving.
Fair enough.
Except for the poisonous ones. That's... I'm not going to eat like a poison dart frog and be like, it was delicious.
That was my next one. Is are there any you wouldn't be willing to catch and eat? I don't know if I'd like scorpions, the insects, and the snakes. No. I think I'd
those are fine.
Clear
I'll leave those alone.
Snakes, they don't taste. I don't think they taste terrible. You just got to cut off their heads.
Oh, aren't they like really bony though?
No, there's good meat on them.
Really?
I mean, well, there's some meat on them. I mean,
honestly,
not...
I'd probably become really good at fishing. That'd be my plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go out wading to go spear fishing. Till the tragic day I step on a stonefish, pass out, and my brother needs to lay me at the altar of a tiki god. Blue Lagoon? Blue Lagoon, anyone? No?
Sorry.
Reference lost? Okay.
So, well, you would focus on seafood or land food, then?
Seafood.
Initially, for sure, seafood.
When in Rome.
Do as the Greeks. So, but I would definitely start with seafood and then move inland as I got sick of eating a whole bunch of fish. I have no idea what their names are.
Yeah. Bony, too.
Hopefully find a cow or something.
True. Would you attempt to domesticate any of the animals on the island?
Yeah.
Monkey.
There were wild boar, maybe.
Maybe.
Upon domestication of these animals, how many of them would you name?
None of the ones I was going to eat. Except for Steaky.
Steaky.
Well, Steaky you had with you to start, so you
That's
have a
true.
Relationship prior.
Bring a cow on the plane that crashes on the island.
It's a cargo plane.
Yeah.
Have a cow on the back of
the
sea turtles. Okay. Of the domesticated animals you named, how many would have names reminiscent of friends and family who now assume you are dead?
None. Probably none.
None at first, but then eventually...
You'd go insane and you'd probably start naming after people.
Yeah, like I might have a pet monkey that reminds me of you know, someone or something like that.
I think we all have a cousin like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Get back to some more practical things. What is the ideal temperature of the island that you are stranded on?
65.
What? 65? 75.
I was going to say 72.
Mm-hmm. Phyllis strikes the balance.
72 is just right for me.
God, I'd want something I can wear shorts in. Too hot.
You can wear shorts in 50.
You know,
can wear shorts in 50. It just gets a little old if you're sitting around.
50, you know, maybe
60, that's perfectly good moving weather. What about good sitting weather?
Well, it's time to sit around when you have to build yourself an entire civilization within your own lifetime.
You will. Yeah, once you're emperor of that civilization.
Yeah, maybe I might go up to 75 if I am going to be just lying on the beach. I don't want like a cool breeze to keep me too cold. Maybe I might go up towards 80. Just relax in the sun. 75 sounds good.
Yeah, see?
Okay, so what is the ideal time of day for you to initially find yourself stranded on the island?
Morning?
Mid-morning, yeah.
Early morning. Morning. As much daylight as I can have on the first day. It's great.
Like dusk,
all of it.
Dawn,
yeah,
midnight, 4 a.m.
I would not want to land there at night. Oh my goodness.
What if all the creatures sleep at night and they're only out during the day? Then you'd want to land there at night.
Maybe.
We don't know anything about this mythical island. We've not been given enough information to make these decisions right now.
True. Okay, what is your preferred method of transport to the island?
We already discussed this.
We already kind of did. I didn't know that was going to be so amazing. Otherwise, I was thinking, like, yeah, turtles. Assume
turtles,
other people crashed here with, so there's kind of a us, kind of a big, big group. What steps would you take to establish a civilization?
Well, first of all, get fire. Then we have to get all the civil engineers together, throw them in the sea. Get all the lawyers together, throw them in the sea.
Right. I don't know.
well,
break up roles.
Yeah. Find a build shelters, I guess, would be the first thing you want to do. Find a food source, find water.
Divvy up
the roles.
Roles, perhaps.
Create a crown and a throne for myself.
Of course.
And then from there, we would move on to figuring out who's going to be the landowners and then the servants.
Would you develop a currency?
What is wrong with you?
I was waiting for Jonas to say something. Not initially. I think we just have to work with bartering.
Barter system?
Yeah.
Okay, so bouncing.
If Ty was long, we'd have to go on the gold standard right away.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, assuming you can't set yourself up as, like, king initially, Bob, what trade would you take up in this new society?
Person who lives? that seems like a pretty...
That's a good trade.
Sweet job to have. On a desert island, guy who's surviving.
Surviving guy number
two. Yeah, exactly.
no expendable crewman here.
Probably fisherman.
I'd like my job title to be first guy killed off.
Nah, let's go to the other guy.
Yeah. Oh, fisherman. Like you're a fisher, but.
I'll take the fisherman role or the city planning role, because then I can start planning things for when I put my throne and my crown up, and then I can become king.
Oh. How long would it take you to rise to power in your small civilization?
Too long. Probably never. It'd be a commune. That's just how it works.
Yeah, commune.
At least initially, I'd say everyone would pitch in.
Yeah, I think
it'd be like the beach.
For the first couple months, at least, it'd be a commune. I think eventually you'd come to some sort of lack of government, but just everyone just kind of lives by code, unwritten code.
Yeah, this has changed from Castaway to being the beach.
Yeah, a little bit.
To make the movie reference.
Which, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I may have to switch then. I might have to get rid of Dwayne Johnson and take Leonardo DiCaprio. Or Tilda Swinton.
All right.
What style of government would you set up? Or would you... with these people? I guess Bob was talking kingship, maybe. We were talking...
How big is the group?
Well, maybe that different... Well, if you have different answers for different group sizes, maybe that's something you could...
I think we set up some semi-autonomous communes.
Yeah, an anachro-synchronous commune or whatever.
So we wouldn't have to. So we could all be working in the filth.
Yes. Okay. What if the island had a large supply of rare gems and gemstones?
Okay, now it's 21 balloons.
Would you gather them?
Yes.
Sure.
I'm sure we probably would end up gathering them.
Use them as payment to get off the island.
There you go. You can post on your blog. I have diamonds. Pick me up.
Yeah. Right below the article on coconut shrimp.
Coconut shrimp. That sounds really good, actually.
Coconut battered shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay. Say that you actually made it off the island. How long before you decided to go back?
Is never a time?
Like, yeah, never is a time.
By
I'm with Jonas on this
okay,
one.
Then probably never.
I don't think I'd ever go back.
If you're enjoying life on a desert island, then you aren't on a desert island. Like, then you're on a very nice island.
See, the nice thing is since we were running that food blog while we were on the island, we probably would have a sizable media empire going by the time we got back.
Yeah, we'd have a book deal.
Yeah.
True.
At least probably a movie.
Hey.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe we could get Joss Whedon to direct it.
He could. Why not?
Or J.J. Abrams.
There you go.
Okay. Assume this mystical island came with the option for either a large entertainment system or a large supply of prepackaged food. Which will you choose?
The one that means you don't die. Like, I don't...
Do I have a fishing pole?
This question was actually a little bit less obvious when I wrote it. Apparently I changed it. It was originally, if you could have a large entertainment system or a really comfortable chair, but not both, which would you choose?
Ooh.
For your beach. I'd go with a chair.
The sun
and the rain would kill it, but for the first like month or two,
it'd be really
nice.
Comfortable. After a long day's work of trying to build a civilization on desert island,
sit down.
A chair would be nice.
Oh yeah, maybe it even would like vibrate. Okay.
That's the volcano erupting.
Okay, again, packing for this trip. Assume you had to choose between glass bottles or steel knives. Which would be more valuable?
Ooh. Ooh. That's a good one.
Wow. I would be tempted to go with... glass bottles, maybe.
Yeah, I think I'd go with the glass bottles.
Because that fixes our water problem as far as the boiling goes. You
it
can get
does.
That
and you can smash one of them and turn it into knives.
True. That would be very handy, provided you had enough of them. One wouldn't.
Yeah, miss. You could just smash a bottle, jam like a stick into the top neck of it, and just spear fish with a broken bottle.
Yeah.
Be like a bar fight, only...
with a fish.
Yeah, with a fish.
I agree. I think you could do well enough with rock knives and rock pencils, for at least for starters.
If this is a volcanic island and there's obsidian, yeah. You could.
Because the bottles, though, you can't get an equivalent to that.
No. I mean, you could try and make glass from the sand, but from what I understand... No, just listen. From what I understand, like, you can start forming glass at, I think, just about the highest temperature you can possibly get a wood fire.
Yeah, because I know if you get a really, really hot wood fire, you can melt glass into it and, like, glass bottles and, like, try to make them shapes and stuff, but you gotta get it really hot.
Yeah.
So, now, say, assume again that you've been able, there's at least the potential for you to get off the island, but you have found that the island was easily accessible to the mainland. And unclaimed by anyone of consequence. Given the option, would you move?
Maybe set up a summer home there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, can I get fiber on a fiber optic cable dredged out there?
Maybe satellite.
Yeah, I'm assuming you can bring like amenities from.
Yes.
I think like a summer home would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to live there. All year round, but I'd set up a resort, maybe single person timeshare type resort.
Yeah, it'd be nice to visit and have horrible flashbacks.
Remember that time when we crashed that turtle?
Nightmares
again.
I starved for 18 months. Great. Think about it every day that I wake up here. This hellish existence.
I want to go back there. Okay, and then the final question I have here is, assume that instead of an island, you discovered that you were actually on a beach in somewhere like Florida. How long would you have had to attempted to live there before you would feel really foolish that you never fully explored the land you were on?
This is why you walk around. I cited this exact reason.
I agree. You want to make sure you're not making a huge mistake.
True. Which, I don't know how, like, I don't know how far you can walk without finding civilization along the shores of any deserty island places.
That's true. You'd eventually find something.
Like, I guess, you know, when I think about it, if I can't, like, if it looks like I could walk all day in one direction, I'd really wonder if I would walk all day in that direction, or if I just kind of walk inland more, or even try to get around the island if I felt it was big enough.
Yeah, you kind of set up a system for obtaining food and water, and then you'd probably try and hike the island or go all the way around it, Swiss Family Robinson style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been referencing island movies like over and over again.
It's perfect, though.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. Castaway. Swiss Family Robinson. Robinson Crusoe. Blue Lagoon. The Beach. 21 Balloons is a book. I guess they could make it into a movie.
Yeah.
It's boring, though. Whatever. Yeah.
And that's what I had.
Wow. That was good. I like that.
That was a whirlwind.
Any Bob, any questions that you felt were left unasked?
No, I thought that was good. That's 54 very deep questions about something that hopefully will never happen to us.
Yes.
Hopefully.
All right, I've got a question. Who do you take with you, Bear Grylls or Les Stroud? Go.
Les Stroud?
Yeah, the guy from Survivor Man.
Oh, right.
Or the two dudes from that other survival show, the one who's the military guy.
With a name like Bear, you can never go wrong.
And the other dude who doesn't wear shoes. Well, I forget the name of that show. yeah, I can't remember the name of it. But you'd have to listen to them argue all day. You get two of them, but they'd be arguing.
You know what? Can I go back to the dead person?
Okay.
Steve Irwin.
Oh, well.
Maybe.
Sure, you can bring him. That's
fine. Are there crocodiles on this island?
I don't care. He's got an
crocodile
accent.
Crocodile hunter. He does have an accent, but Russell Crowe has an accent,
true.
Too. Lots of people have
I don't know.
Less... Hitler had an accent, I'm sure.
Pick it up.
Maybe I'd bring Hitler back to life and just tie him up to a stake and let him roast in the sun every day. No, better yet, I'd place him in water so that, like, for some most part of the day, he's, like, out of water. And then, like, half the day, he's, like, waist deep in water. And there are just animals biting at him. I just sit there sipping coffee. I have coffee for some reason. I don't know why. It's like works. Watching him. He's like, yeah, Hitler. Justice.
He had it coming. Yeah, I don't. I'd probably go with Bear Grylls, I think.
It's a good question. I think Les Stroud might technically be a little bit better at just raw survival, but Bear Grylls, I think, is more interesting, and I'd prefer a British accent to a Canadian accent.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. Take Bear Grylls. Makes me sad that there's no more Man vs. Wild. That he's done with that. Or they let him go. Whatever station that is. That history?
I think it's Discovery, isn't it?
Discovery. You're right. It's Discovery. I think that's so weird. The Discovery Channel's like, no, we're not gonna, like, our time working together is done, Bear, because you wouldn't work on these, like, two projects that we asked you to do. I'm just like, that's really stupid. Because, one, he's awesome, and two, I don't know what they asked, but good heavens.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, they could take Bear Grylls. All right.
Anything else? I think that's it. Unless you guys got something else.
Nope. I will put all of these questions in the show notes.
Yes. Yes. Please do.
Yeah, feel free to play along.
Yep.
After the fact.
Phil, this was phenomenal. This was phenomenal.
Yeah, this was genius.
Wait, glad it worked.
It did. Well, I think this is episode 15, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep,
so, until next time, bye.